tonight, let's take our Bibles and start in John chapter 1 and then get John chapter 3. I'll make some announcements while you're turning. Naomi, that was, right? Naomi Bow, they're up camping. She's just got a little asthma attack. So I think they're on the way to the urgent care or whatever. So please be in prayer for her. I'll pray for that in a minute. If you want an Old Paz shirt, we sent all that information out in the email. Sign up today. We'll probably be ordering those tomorrow. Orleans County Fair. We had our little booth set up, impromptu booth set up Wednesday night. And you saw basically what that's going to entail. We are making some adjustments to that. But if you could sign up for that, that would be great. And I'll just say this. Don't let my quiet son-in-laws fool you. All my son-in-laws, except for one, are basically not going to be leading the conversation in a room. But you heard one of them this morning. And you heard one of them a couple weeks ago. Don't think you're going to blow them over because they know what they believe and why they believe it. And my daughters need that. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Pray for Naomi now. Just, Lord, there's a lot of trials and tribulations in this world, but not being able to breathe, Lord, is rough. We pray that you just relieve her and just help them to get her what she needs and those doctors' wisdom and all that, Lord, so she can be relieved and they can enjoy their time together. What a great picture of being in this world. Getaway, vacation, hallelujah, the car won't start. We got asthma. Just help us, Lord, just to put one foot in front of the other in this sin-sick sewer of a world. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The world can't deliver. Amen. The devil can't deliver. And if you don't wake up and start saying amen, I'm going to just go home right now. Thank you, Bill. Even if no one knows, understands what I'm saying. All right. John chapter 1. I'm ringing just a little bit, guys. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Here we are. And the life was the light of men. We're going to continue on this. Keep going over the potato row till there's no potatoes left. But there'll still be potatoes left in God's Word because it's eternal. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. This is our job. To bear witness of the light that was that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth, say the next word, every man that cometh into the world. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not, remember we talked about default, is condemned already because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. You always do evil in the dark. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. See the contrast there? He that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh the light. He that doeth truth. It doesn't say he came to the light and then he does truth, although that's true. He says he that doeth truth. If there's anything that sounds like a seeker of light to me, that sounds like it. You that didn't grow up around God, as Jesse was talking about this morning, do you remember first responding to the light? And it seemed that the more you responded, the more light you seemed to get and God seemed to give. He that doeth truth cometh to the light until ultimately you got saved. And then the light of life came in. But the light of life is eternal. So it doesn't stop. Begetting light doesn't stop. It just begins pre-salvation at salvation. And because the light of life is eternal, in fact, I've had the light in me for 35 years, and I got a little bit more this week just studying for this message, and I hope you do too. Ephesians chapter 5. We're talking about light, and if this world ever needs light, it's now. They don't need blending in. They don't need bait and switch. Let me look like darkness, but really inside I'm any light.
All right, that's right, preacher. Good.
Ephesians 5:8. For ye were. Oh, let's go to 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. That's called separation. We are in the world, but not of the world. We eat with publicans and sinners to reach publicans and sinners. We don't go hide in the woods with us four and no more and let the world go to hell. That's the balance. But nor do we partake with them. For ye were sometimes darkness. He didn't say you were in it. You were it. But now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. So last week we talked about death and darkness, life and light. He that believeth not is condemned already. By default, we are in darkness, dead in trespasses and sins, sentenced to die. All right, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, rough way to start. Verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, and wherein in time past ye walked according, in accordance, one accord, to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in, not just on, the children of disobedience. That means unsaved people have a spirit in them, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, who were by nature, it's a default, it's natural, the children of wrath, even as others. Say the next two words. But God. Thank God for the but gods in the Bible. Who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. God knows that man is but flesh. Nothing is a surprise to God. He knows our frame is but dust. He knows we are born with a sin nature. As we heard already, Pastor Folk opening up the service, we have this propensity towards darkness and death. You ever think about this, and if you got a tattoo, I'll still go out to breakfast and have coffee with you. But why would someone ink a dead body part on their body? Why do these bikers with their leather jackets embroider a skull? Think about that. Why would you put a dead... You know what they are? They're manifesting their default, is what they're doing. Manifesting their default and the bent towards death and darkness. We are born with a sin nature. Any shopping cart with a two-year-old in it in Wegmans is a testimony that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You do not have to teach a child to sin. You don't have to teach a child to lie. You certainly don't have to egg on death. Death comes for everyone but God. God is love. For love to fulfill its true definition, it has to be reciprocated. For it to be reciprocated, there has to be a choice. Or God does not fulfill the definition of who He is, regardless of the folly of the doctrine of Calvinism, for you that care. Who seeing not, we love. Not because He made me to love Him, because by definition that wouldn't be love. Some of you guys wish it worked that way. You wish you could just make that girl to love you. And some of you girls just wish you could make that guy to love you, but Calvinism doesn't work with God or with boys and girls. Rather, we love Him because why? He first loved us. You know what He did? He won us. The love of Christ constrained us. The love of Christ drew us. God can't make us choose light or He wouldn't fulfill His definition of love, but He can, in His loving mercy, give an advantage to us. Now, there's two kind of handicaps. One handicap is, you know, I just broke my leg and I'm handicapped. Handicap in golf is that you're so bad that they have to give you extra points. So if I'm a 4 handicap, I start off, Mark's a 0, I'm 4 ahead of him already because I'm so bad. They try to even the score, try to tip the scales. You know what God does? He stacks the deck in spite of us being in darkness, having a bent towards sin and death. He stacks the deck and He gives advantages for us to come to the light so that we are without excuse. And this is how God can send, how could God send even a church kid to hell? Because they were bombarded with light all of their lives and they still chose darkness. And at the judgment, we won't answer one of 1,000. Because when we see Him as He is, and I'm talking about unsaved seeing Him as He is, there'll be no contest. It'll just be guilty, guilty. You didn't love me here. Why would you want to be with me for all eternity? And you're going to wonder why you went to hell. You know the rich man, he never said, how come I came here? I didn't deserve this. He said, son, remember. He gives us handicaps. John chapter 1. Handicap number 1. Let's just entitle us handicaps. Verse 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man. Handicap number 1, the light of Jesus Christ, that it says, and I don't understand it all. I'm not sure, Ben, how it ties in with the conscience. I am going to make the conscience in addition. And I'm not, if I don't have every I dotted right and T's crossed, you'll walk away with this at least. We have an advantage. A sinner has an advantage because we serve a loving, merciful God. Every man has enough spiritual light in him to seek God regardless of Calvin's heresy. See, total depravity said, you can't seek God. Listen, you're going to know by the end of today, we're going to talk about, and I hate to give the number out because they won't be long, they'll be short, 6 sources of light that God has made it that you can respond to. So if you want to reconcile doctrines, God takes a totally depraved man who is dead in trespasses and sins, and in His sovereignty and grace gives that man enough light to be able to respond. He lights every man that cometh into Darwin, he's a man. Black man, black man. White man, white man. Liberal man, liberal man. Conservative man, conservative man. Farmer man, farmer man. African man, every man that comes into the world, he gives enough light to be able to respond. Handicap number 2, John 12. Oh boy. John 12, verse 32. A lot of this is repeat. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that's the cross, will draw men unto me. The reason we know it's the cross, because it says this, he said, signifying what death he should die. He's not a liar, right? Was he lifted up from the earth? Who's he say he draws if he lifted up from the earth? Everyone. Irresistible grace. The doctrine of irresistible grace said, if God were to draw you by His grace, as what we're talking about today, all these sources of light, He is sovereign. And for you to be able to resist that grace, you would be more powerful than God. Wrong. He said, the Bible said, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. He lights every man that cometh into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Neither cometh to the light. There's a choice in this thing. The light of Christ, light of the cross, the light of creation. Psalm 19, we've heard it a lot from this pulpit. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament declares, showeth His handiwork. So now you got the hearing and the seeing. Day unto day uttereth speech. You know there's a God. Just look at this. I'm more convinced than ever that evolution is a fairy tale for grown-ups. You look at this world and the human body and just everything and you say, this happened by accident? Brother Jay preaching on that thing, I thought I knew everything. And he said, you never saw a robin at a bird feeder. Now, I got a bird feeder from here to Jonah outside my office, and every day, man, not on blackbirds are in there now. I don't want to discriminate. I'm saying, why do I think evil towards these blackbirds? And I don't towards the cardinal and the thing. And I asked Brother Jay, he goes, I'll tell you why. Because they're up there kicking everybody out, scaring everybody away. That's why. I said, boy, it's a good point. So when this thing is done, they're going to fend for themselves till winter. Why does the red-winged blackbird have a red wing? Evolution? Why is the chickadee yellow? Evolution? Why is the bluebird blue and the cardinal is red? Evolution? Well, the giraffes, they had to stretch. Every generation had to stretch. Then why don't the lions have long necks? And you could just do that from now till eternity, ask these questions. And how did everything in the human body operate when it was half evolved? Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no language where their voice is not heard. Their line, what's your line? Their line has gone out throughout the whole earth. In Romans, go to Romans 1. Woo. I'll tell you why you believe that monkey story, so you can sin. That's why. The monkeys don't sin as bad as humans do. Verse 20. Verse 19. Verse 18. Let's go back to Genesis 1. No. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known, I want you to get that, known of God is manifest where? In them. For God hath showed it unto them. So I'm not worried about Darwin. I'm not worried about these heathens that are promoting, because I know what's going on the inside of them. And they can sear their conscience, etc. We'll talk about that. For the invisible things, that's God, of Him, yes, from the creation of the world are what? Clearly seen. I just don't understand it. Being understood by the things that are made, from the chickadee, I can understand Him, even His eternal power. Somebody made this thing, and God had, so that they are without excuse. 24/7, the light of creation. speaking. When that blood sun sets down, that blood red sunset, you know what that's a great picture of? It's a great picture of the burial of Jesus Christ when he was crucified. And that next morning it comes up, that blood red sunset comes up. And it's going to be, we're going to talk about next week, I think, maybe the next week after, as a bride coming out of her chamber, the Son of Righteousness is going to rise with healing in his wing. Listen, go to Psalm 8. Tell you what creation is for. I'm talking about handicaps. I'm talking about by default, we're in death and darkness, but that doesn't give us an excuse. God made me this way. Psalm 8:2. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Watch what it causes him to do. What is man? See, that's what creation is designed to do. It's designed for you to look at this big creation, the wrath of God in the tornado, the wrath of God in a country that's burning on fire. The wrath of God is revealed unto all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What is man that you would think about me? You got all this power and you're concerned for me. And the Son of Man, that thou visit him, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And that's the danger of TV, city living, social media, secular education, and not getting outdoors enough. And you generation, you need this. You need to, I'm telling you, you need to shut this off for some time in your day and turn everything off and go outside. There's a million reasons why our society is drifting from God, but I'll tell you, Zoom is a big one of them. We got to get out because everything in this world is designed for us to miss the light and miss the creation and miss the power. Darkness by default, but he gives the light of Christ. He gives the light of the cross. He gives the light of creation. And now, Ben, Romans chapter 2, he gives the light of the conscience. I love when that happens. When I was young in the Lord,
he took my message.
No, I said, he's just oiling the pump is what he's doing. And that was very good, Ben, the conscience. What did I say? Romans 2, verse 10. This is awesome. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. All right. But there's no respect of persons with God. What Paul is doing here, they're a bunch of Jews here at Rome that are saying, the gospel's just for us. And he's trying to tell them, no, it's not. He's no respecter of persons. You've got the law, but they've got a law too. They do? Let's read about it. For there's no respect of persons with God. Verse 12, for as many as have sinned without law, they don't have the Ten Commandments, they don't have the 613 laws of the Old Testament, shall also perish without law. And as many have sinned in the law, the 613 shall be judged by the law. And guess what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so you're going to be judged negatively. For the hearers of the law are just before, not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. He's saying to them that think they keep the law. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, watch this, even though they're in death, even though they're in darkness, do by nature the things contained in the law. You know bad men do good things. You know not every unsaved man cheats on his wife and kills his neighbor and embezzles the government. No. By nature, something in them. In fact, before our generation, you could nary tell a lost person from a saved person. That'll preach. sterile on themselves, which show the work of the law written where? In their hearts, Ben. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's okay. You should do that. You shouldn't do that. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And you know what he's going to judge the lost man by, Ben? He's going to judge it by their conscience. Your conscience, you had a law, you knew that wasn't right, you did it anyways. Proverbs 31, this is just a little side note. Proverbs 31. Well, you Baptists, you aren't sipping saints. This is one of 100 reasons why I'm not a sipping saint. 31:4. And you know, when your standard becomes what's wrong with it, you're pretty low. That was a great message, Jesse. Remove not the old landmark. The guy moved the border of France. And I got thinking, Brother Jay, you talk about springboarding a message. You know what our, on the northern border, anyways, do you know what our military does? They guard the landmark. They stand and they fight for the border. That's what we need to do. And I appreciate a second generation that says, yeah, you know what? I'm on board. Proverbs 31, here's why. Verse 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink. Why? Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. You know why you don't want to drink? Because it dulls your conscience. Go around this room with that first generation, especially the females, and ask them what they did the first time they did it when they shouldn't have done it. I'll guarantee you they had some wine or something in them. They don't want to say amen. There is a satanic movement to sear the conscience. Because the conscience sees a picture of the baby in a room and said, aw. And they say, that's not a baby, that's not a baby, that's not a baby, that's not a baby, that's not a baby. And all of a sudden, you've got a world saying that's not a baby. When anyone with a conscience says, that's a baby. I mentioned it last week. This whole LGBTQ plus T and all that. There's something in most consciences that says this man with a dress on and a 5 o'clock shadow and an Adam's apple and hairy hands. No, it hasn't. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's okay. It's okay. It's not the way. It's with the book. It's with the book. It's with the book. And you know what you got? You've got people, and I think it just legislated in our state, that are having babies. And I realize we're in mixed company, but when you have a baby, there's some attributes that say, this is a boy and this is a girl. Right. And you know what educated people are saying now? We're not going to put if it's a boy or a girl on their birth certificate because we really don't know what they are yet. You know what they're doing to America? They're searing our consciences. I almost went to my point about how we're going to avoid all this, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Proverbs 6. Light. All those things are general revelation. But now... Proverbs 6, verse... Now we're going to get into some specific light. 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And why? To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of the strange woman. And on it goes with that. You know what will keep you away from that? Light! The light of the Word. The light of the Word. The lamp is a light under my feet. Is a lamp under my feet. A light under my path. You got the creation. You got the conscience. You got the cross. You got the draw. Those are general revelations. But now we get into specific revelation. Lauren's testimony is that she heard about the higher power, higher power, higher power when she was going through trials pre-salvation in her life. And she'd say, who's the higher power? Nobody could tell me who the higher power was. This tells you who the higher power is. Now, here's what we need in a dark world. I used to love, still do, glow-in-the-dark stuff. I mean, we even had it when we were kids. Not as techy as it is today. Things that glow in the dark contain a substance called phosphor, which is capable of radiating light after it has become energized. Remember, you used to get in your, with the light, and you'd put it on that little glow in the dark thing, and then you'd go in the closet and show it, or am I the only? Such substances first soak up energy for long periods when exposed to light, and subsequently radiate visible light in the dark. I'm talking about the entrance of thy word giveth light. Yes, somebody stopped by yesterday. You know, it's always the Christians that have a problem with Christians trying to shine some light on a street corner. If this is the word, I guess if you put the word out in public, that's shining the light of the word. Well, she didn't realize who she was getting into it with. A Camilleri girl, a Glushevsky girl, and I'm not sure who else. You need to engage people. You need to greet people. She got about four senses. My daughter Lydia said, I said hi to you, and you didn't say hi back to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I must not have heard you. And I think Grace had her on the ground.
Oh, you just want your women are so weak.
Yeah, try them out. Ask some of these little boys if their mothers are weak. Does it work? If the light of the word shines in darkness, great is the company of them that publish it. Where else are they going to see the light? They're not in here this morning.
Well, you need to contact and connect.
Did any of you have them at your table this week? I bet you one or two or three did, but overall, probably not. Public. Let's see what Webster said in the old Webster. To discover, make known to mankind or to people in general what before was private or unknown. What's in here has to come out. To divulge or proclaim, we publish a secret by telling it to people without reserve. I'm talking about we got to get the light of the world, of the word out. And wherever this light has been received, lives are changed and nations are civilized. And where the light has been rejected, you got America in 2021. The light of Christ, the light of the cross, the light of creation, the light of the conscience, the light of the word. And the light of believers, the light of believers. Jesus said in two places, I'm the light of the world. But then another place he said, ye are the light of the world. You know why? Because the light of the glorious gospel shone in our hearts. Go to Ephesians 5. I had a ball last night. You know, sitting around with my son-in-laws, I don't do the talking anymore. Of course, with Greg, you can't do the talking. But the other ones, even the quiet ones, man, they're just... Ephesians 5:30. Ephesians 5:30. Verse 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Someone said, well, just show me Jesus and I'll believe. Well, sorry, but this thing has to be by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For by grace you are saved through faith. So I guess looking at me is as close as you can come. Christ's earthly ministry began in his body 2,000 years ago. And on the day of Pentecost, after he was resurrected, it continued in his body on earth, the church. Do you see what responsibility that puts on us? As believers, especially as the days grow darker. You know what shocked me the first time I came into a Bible-believing church? Of course, you know, grew up Roman Catholic and that, and that's all I knew. The lights were on. Bright in here. Where I came from, the lights were dimmed. And there was a big Jesus still dead on the cross. And it seemed like a lot of the people in there, I didn't realize at the time, because I was dead too. Just dead. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, I'm not mocking, I'm just saying, do they mean this? I didn't. You know what the bars were? The bars were dark. You've never seen bright lights in a bar. You sit there in a bar and think you're talking to Miss, the most beautiful thing on the planet, and then at 2 a.m., the lights come on and you're running for the door. Because light reveals imperfections. And you guys think you're going to go out and do your thing at the bar? You better be careful who you bring home. I shouldn't say this, but because it might be one of you. Think about that. And here's what's ironic. In an effort to win those in darkness, generally speaking, just go on any website, any church banner, .org, .com, .info. And you know what the mega church decor is? Dark. The ceiling's black. The platform's black. Lots of seals. Church acoustics is a very difficult thing because you want what we call reverberation for congregational music. You don't want to hear yourself like you're singing outside, but yet at the same time, preaching, you don't want any of it. So we have those little absorbers on the back. You know what you have in the modern church? Absorbers everywhere because it makes for a good performance, but it kills congregational singing. Why did the churches go dark? I like it bright. Now listen, where are you getting at? I'm going here. Every one of us has some light to contribute to the body of Christ to help light up a dark world. That's what a landmark does. A foot candle, interesting term, measures light intensity, and I wonder if a light meter, a spiritual light meter, were put to me, what it would read, what it would measure. How much light are you bringing to your workplace and to your school and to your church? And I'm just going to say this, and I know what I'm talking about because I've lived it. So don't say, well, you don't understand. I do understand. Some kids grow up in this church, and here's your free will, and they stay in default. Well, it's one thing when you're 7. It's another thing when you're 14. And they just never make the conscious decision to come to the light while singing hymns and holding signs. And you know what a lot of parents of those kids will do? They make the mistake of judging the kids that are walking in the light. and not fellowshipping with darkness. Because you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see even a child is known by his doings. And so they feel awkward and they keep their distance. Oh, those wicked good kids at church. Listen, it's not only wise not to fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, it's commanded. I'm not talking about someone that wants it. It says, but rather reprove them. See how that works. And listen, I've lived it on both sides. I'm hesitant to say this. I had a man come asking about my son for his daughter. At that time, I said, brother, do you know where my son is at right now? No. I said, no. Oh, that'd be good. Maybe she'll bring him up. Ain't going to happen. I'm not talking about someone that's trying. I'm not talking about a kid that comes out of the public school, comes to this church, has no idea, cool fool, skipping school, but he's drawn to the light. What is this light? What is this light? What are these people? And all of a sudden they bring him in. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about in here, and I don't want it, and everybody knows I don't want it, and you want me to take Mr. Wonderful here and just try to bring him along. He don't want to be brought along, and he's going to end up bringing him along. What's the solution? Rebel, get right with God. Wow. 6 handicaps. Light of Christ, light of the cross, light of creation, light of the conscience, light of the word, light of the church. You've got to go against 6 lights. And we're not even talked about the Holy Spirit, which will, when he comes into the world, will reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I knew there had to be 7. So what happens to them? Outer darkness. That's what you wanted. Romans 1, and we'll go home. Romans 1. Darkness and death by default, and then 7 light sources, including the Holy Spirit, a choice to respond, and as you respond to light, you get more light. Or, how does the downward progression begin? Verse 21. Remember we talked, listen, because that when they knew God, he's talking about lost people, that which may be known of God is manifest in them from the creation, right? When they knew God, I don't think this is knowing him as in salvation knowing. It's the 7 sources of light. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations.
We don't know what Junior is yet. We don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. You talk about a vain imagination.
I'm never given in. By the grace of God. I was listening to a real Christian radio station the other day, and he was reading out of Fox's Book of Martyrs, and they were going to take this woman's life. And she said, "What are your last words to your husband?" She said, "I'd rather die at this stake than to hear my husband deny the name of Jesus Christ. It might come to that." You're saying you're being sensational. I pray to God I am being sensational. Look what happens. They didn't glorify him. They weren't thankful. Vain in their imaginations. And look what happens. The foolish heart was darkened. You reject light and you get more darkness. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's a woman. Bruce Jenner's a woman. You're a fool. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. I don't care how many degrees you have. and changed, watch, the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image. Isn't this is long before Darwin, friends. Made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's all you are anyways. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This is America in 2021, who changed the truth of God. It's a myth, they yelled it out yesterday, into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them over to vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also against nature. The men leaving the natural use of the woman, if you are considering this, if you are, well, that's Old Testament, and that, if you are considering this, likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving that recompense of the error which was meet. They didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them up to what? Darkness. See what it said in Sodom and Gomorrah? They groped. He blinded them and they continued to grope in darkness. All that light rejected. And it gets more light when you walk towards us. I just want to give this caution to the Christian. I think that's talking about lost people. But never underestimate what we are capable of if we start denying the light. That's why we need preaching from the light. That's why we need quiet time from the light. Because the world is getting darker and darker and darker. And you could come to the place, I've seen it, I believe it, that you could forget that you were purged from your own sin. And when you start a worship and serving the creature, and that's the danger of this, it's all about the creature. More than the Creator. If you don't get anything out of this today, shut the stuff out. Dads, if your wife's got babies and there's no time, you need to guard her 30 minutes a day anyways. Go and get alone and get some light. Let's stand.